W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. One of the two black Democratic Tennessee lawmakers ousted for taking part in a gun control demonstration days after a school shooting, speaking to ABC News. Justin Jones.
Rather than responding to that grief by passing common sense gun laws, my former colleagues expelled, again, the two youngest black lawmakers for exercising our right to speak.
A county council that includes Nashville Vice Mayor Jim Shulman at a Monday meeting is expected to return Jones to the State House.
Well, I understand the need for decorum, understand that they violated the decorum, but to expel them from the legislature? No, we don't do that.
Police want help investigating a shooting that left several teenagers wounded yesterday at South Carolina's Isle of Palm Beach during a senior skip day. Police Chief Kevin Cornett.
If you have a video, reach out to us and let us know so that we can get that information.
Two teens have been arrested. The head of a Ukrainian rescue organization says it has brought back 31 children from Russia where they had been taken during the war. This is ABC News. More of the same kind of retaliation, shooting off a lot of ammo. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
China has begun 3 days of military exercises near Taiwan, seen as a response to the high-level visit by Taiwan's president to the U.S. this week. Dozens of Chinese fighter jets and at least 8 warships have been detected near Taiwan as part of the drills.
Sounds like he'll be a hit in Ireland. President Biden travels there Tuesday to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to Northern Ireland. Among his stops, Ballina, the former home of one of his great-great-grandfathers. Mr. Biden loves things Irish, but, well, according to Joe Blewett, a distant cousin who lives in Ballina, do we need to ask?
Oh, do. Irish people love them back here. To have the President of America quote everything he can when it's all Irish quotes, and he's big into poetry, and, you know, it's going to be fabulous when he comes to Ireland.
There's a mural of President Biden erected in 2020 in the center of town. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
Skin tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In the dead of the night, he'll come for you, they say. Hi, my name is Jimmy Vaguely from the Jimmies, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people!
And that's a fact. And I sure love driving.
none of my pension.
Maxxinc Radio on a Saturday night. The Jimmies and a double dip to kick off this wonderful night of local music. That was Write a Hit with Marsha Ball and Grim Reaper before that. You know, the Jimmies are playing at the Vine in Janesville on April 19th. They also have Marsha Ball is also coming to Madison at the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, April 15th. That's going to be a fun show. I got to watch Marsha Ball at Luther's Blues back in the day.
Ooh, yeah.
It's one of the few shows I got to see at Luther's. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
We're doing original local music from
the state
of Wisconsin until midnight tonight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. Terry, Rocker, good evening to you.
What's happening, Jimmy?
You know, I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. Dottie and I hit the backyard.
Oh, Dottie.
And it's spring is here. And I'm just jonesing to get the yard work done.
Well, it was like what? Like 40 degrees in the morning. And I think when we came in the studio here, it was around 60 or so.
It is 62.
Maybe in the sun, even warmer.
Woo-hoo.
But up north, aren't they going to get some snow?
They did.
They got snow in Green Bay, I think, last night.
Yep, my mom is over a little bit outside of Green Bay. Yep, a couple of inches of snow.
It was just a small, narrow thing of snow that hit Green Bay.
We've kind of had that in our own times recently across Madison.
But if it snows, it'll be gone tomorrow.
True. I blame Brett Favre for spring snow in Green Bay.
You blame him for everything.
I do. I really do.
I know you do.
You know, we have, again, week after week, we have a stellar show for the people tonight, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. We do, Jimmy. People coming in and out all night. Hoozles on the Lakes. And they're doing the Rise to Music Song competition. Megan and Casey Benz. Let me get those mothballs out of my mouth here. And Steph Schmidt from WIRI 105.5 FM, our affiliate up there in Wisconsin Rapids. Seesaw, they have a new record coming out, and they're going to be in, Meg and Eve, to tell us what's going on with their new album and tour. And Molly Fish from Civil Engineers, the singer, she is opening a new Madison bookstore called Lake City Books, and the grand opening April 22nd, so she's going to be in here to tell us all about that. The Devil's Lair, Jimmy, tonight we have the Shawn Michael Dargan Trio. And that should be quite a treat. Maxxinc Heavy at 10 p.m. with an interview with Wizard Hammer, who is playing Bombastica 2023.
Yes, next week.
April 15th.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
We'll talk more about Bombastica later on.
Good. But
I'm oozing with anticipation.
It's going to be such a good time.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, no.
Right? When your garbage goes missing. Has your garbage ever gone missing?
The garbage can. Oh, the garbage can.
The garbage can.
With the garbage in it.
You know, the big one you wheel down to the curb,
there's,
you know.
There's some garbage outside the window here right now, and almost in the street. Huh, maybe that came from your garbage can.
There it is.
Yes. I do remember a couple of times I've lost my garbage can, Rocker.
Mm.
Well, we'll talk about that coming up. What? Tell me, what's the question again? Have you ever had your garbage can go missing?
Oh, and I can't wait to hear all
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Has your garbage can gone missing? We want to know about it right now. I've got some brand new Beth Keeley right now for you. Her new album is coming out very soon for the Beth Keeley Band. The release is May 26th.
On my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me in?
me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Oh, all the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love? Is you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
That smoking hot brand new Beth Keeley band, Why Won't You Love Me on, or Why Won't You Let Me Love You on Max Inc. Radio. Let me get that right there. Album release coming up May 26th. Nice. And Beth is going to visit us here in the studio on May 20th, the week before, to talk about this new CD. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Has your garbage can ever been stolen? Has anybody ever stolen your garbage? You know, if someone's stealing your garbage, they probably have a mask on, 4 feet, look like a cat, but they're really a raccoon. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Rocker, what's the backstory behind this?
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, well, you know, my daughter came home the other day and she said, what happened to the garbage can after the, you know, the garbage had come through and everybody's cans out there, but ours is gone. And, you know, I mean, it was like, well, maybe the wind blew it. And
they're thinking it's Rocker's garbage can. There must be something pretty interesting in there.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm looking down the street. I'm thinking maybe the wind blew it. But it's just gone.
And yours is the only one gone.
Yeah, mine's the only one gone. Wow. Right?
Did you ever find it, track
well,
it down?
Well, you know, all of a sudden, my neighbor messages me. And she says, you know, we were watching our ring for our front door, the camera. And she said, the garbage truck picked up your garbage can, and it went right into the garbage truck.
No way.
Right in the hopper.
And they drove off with your garbage can.
Well, it's not like they can go in there and get it afterwards.
Uh-oh.
I'd never had that happen.
But now
before.
What?
Do you have to buy
a new one?
Well, you know, yeah, we get a new one. Well, they're going to send us a new one.
Okay.
We don't have to buy it, but I was
just
like, well,
checking.
I guess it's a new clean one for the spring. That's kind of nice.
When I first bought my house back in 08, my neighbor that's no longer my neighbor, they stole my trash can on the first week of moving in. I was like, wait, that's my trash can. It had a little dirty mark. Oh, no, that's ours.
What the heck?
So
what happened to theirs?
I have no idea. I just moved into the neighborhood.
We know ours, and this was shortly after we moved into our home as well. It just bounced down the alley. We have one of those garages on an alley. And I think we were told it just bounced away, and then it was never to be found again. So, yes, we had to get another new one. And just like that one insurance commercial where the guy's cleaning his garbage cans and writing his name on the garbage can, like when you're a little kid with your clothes, I think my husband actually wrote our name on the garbage can.
It's like the commercial, the Mr. Dad commercial.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Let's talk about garbage tonight.
Please.
Tell us about your garbage can. We want to know all about it. We'll geek out and have fun with it. You know, it's Easter weekend. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrate. Ellie Mabee from the Cancellations wrote a beautiful song regarding religion, and here it is right now. Max Inc. Radio.
Look to the sky. Do you see an old night? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end. You're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true, and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you more? Why does he keep taking you more? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? Now do you hold yourself so high above? Brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name. Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking?
Taking you to war, the Cancellations on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. Bar Notes is coming up next hour with Terry Barr, and coming up in right now, it's the Max Track of the Week. This is where I pick a brand new song and debut it here on Max Inc. Radio. I was surfing around the internet. I found this interesting band called Phasing. Looks like they're out of Milwaukee. This is a brand new song. It's actually released on April 7th. It's called Bedbugs. It's the Max Track of the Week, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Day comes to an end. I can see the sun slowly going down. It starts to descend again in the purple clouds come rolling around. And I can't stand being away from you. I hold you in the summer cups, lit up by the fireflies, bright orange flames and violet skies. Lights up the city for 100 miles away. I can't see it. Perfection of these lines, why can't it always be this way? Back on the road again, I got just under an hour till I get home. Street lights are racing by until we don't have to be alone. From comes, lit up by the fireflies, bright on flames and violet skies, lights of the city burn 100 miles away. I can't see it in your eyes, the warm perfection of these lines. Why can't it always be this way? Violet reflections on the road, I promise dear, I'm almost home. Violet reflections on the road, promise dear, I'm almost home. Dear, I'm almost home. Lit up by the fireflies, bright orange flames and violet skies, lights of the stars are burning 1,000,000 miles away. I can't see it in your eyes, the warm perfection of these nights. Why can't it always be this way? Violet reflections on the road, I promise dear, I'm almost home. Violet reflections on the road, promise dear, I'm almost home. Dear, I'm almost home.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Diddy Makers from Wausau, Wisconsin, and Almost Home. The Diddy Makers will be playing the band stock up at the Wausau West Performing Arts on April 15th. There's a whole bunch of bands playing there, but Diddy Makers is one of them. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. We were asking you about your garbage can. Has anybody ever stolen your garbage can? Have you waken up and mysteriously lost your garbage can? Have you gained a garbage can mysteriously? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
There is a backstory, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Rocker, there is this amazing competition coming up. Second year for it, and I know you want to kick this thing off right now.
Yes. Hoozles at the Lakes and Civic Media Radio Station 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids are hosting the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition this summer. And each Thursday, June 8th through July 29th, musicians will compete for a slot in the grand finale. And during qualifier nights in the audience, will vote for their favorite performance. Ooh. And during the grand finale, the audience, along with celebrity guest judge, will determine the final winner. And on the phone to tell us about the Rise to Music is competition is Hoozles organizers Megan and Casey Benz and WIRI's Steph Schmidt.
Hey,
Megan,
you guys.
Steph, Casey, woo! Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
We are great now that you guys are here to tell us about this, because this sounds amazing. So, Megan, let me start with you first, okay? Tell us a little bit about Hoozles at the Lakes. Where's it located? And we have to ask, of course, where did the name Hoozles come from?
Sure. So we are located in the town of Rome. We're just south of Wisconsin Rapids. We're actually an extension of the original Hoozles Bar on Highway 54, which is in Wisconsin Rapids, that is owned and operated by my sister-in-law, Jen.
Ah.
And the name came from Jen and Casey. Their dad gave them nicknames when they were little. Jen was Hoopy and Casey was Weasel. So they put the two together to get Hoozles.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Great, great story.
It is a good story.
Well, now tell us about the Rise to Music competition. Yeah. We heard a little bit, but I know there's a registration deadline coming up for musicians. What are some of the details? Tell us about the event.
Yeah, so registration deadline is May 10th.
Mm.
So musicians who want to participate, we're looking for anyone who's in the process of growing their music career, whether they're just starting out or they've already been recording. We want to support you and help you grow your fan base. You're going to get a lot of exposure, not only through the radio stations. All of our fans here will be sharing with their friends and family, our website, Facebook,
Well, what is it though? It's like a competition, right? So musicians are getting up on stage at each one of these nights and competing. Yep. So what do fans need to know about this event when they come there?
So the fans need to show up and have fun. So it's going to be about 4 hours of awesome entertainment from these new musicians. At the end of the evening, they get to vote for their favorite, who's going to go on to the finale. And we want our fans to come out and support these musicians also, and just be a part of their growth.
I love it. This sounds exactly like something we can get behind, and I'm glad that we get to cheer these musicians on. I do want to ask you, this isn't a little thing, even though it is the second annual. You have had a lot of musicians apply based on what I know from what happened last year. Can you just tell us how many people, and were they from all over the state, and is that what you're expecting again?
Yeah, so we had about 35 musicians that applied last year, and they are from all over the state. We've had some from way up north by Ladysmith, Wisconsin. We've had folks from Appleton. We had some from down by Waukesha, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So we are getting musicians from all over the state.
Excellent.
And that is, again, what we're looking for this year. We want musicians from all over.
And what inspired you to create this summer-long event?
So I'm not musically inclined at all, but we love music, especially live music. And my cousin Chloe actually inspired this. She has been, like, from the time that she was 3 years old, she had dreamt of being a musician. And just watching her growing up, singing and performing, to pushing through all of the struggles that musicians have. Mm-hmm. Recording an album, she got to play for the first time on Summerfest stage and is continuing in her music career.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to be able to create a platform in central Wisconsin for musicians to be able to do that.
You know, that's so important. Mm-hmm. To be able to support local musicians in a smaller community, too. It's sometimes hard to do, mm-hmm. but you're obviously doing it, and we appreciate that, mm-hmm. for sure. Hey, Stephanie, you work for one of our civic media radio stations up in Wisconsin Rapids, WIRI, 105 FM, 105.5 FM. Tell us about your connection to the local scene up there and some of the work that you're doing to help this competition out.
Well, when Megan and Casey approached me with the idea of doing this competition, I was all on board. I'm a big music fan. I love watching, like, those shows, those, like, competition shows, like America's Got Talent and The Voice. Like, those always entertain me. And so with being just a little bit integrated into our community, I connected them with, of course, our radio network and reaching musicians, whether that be through radio ads, social media posts, you know, what have you, anything that really goes under that marketing umbrella. And then from there, connecting them to other businesses such as Friends of Rapid Music, of course, now Max Inc. Radio. And then there's also a business in the community called Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and they video record all of the shows, and they post those on Solaris Channel 7 here locally.
That's awesome, Steph. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is, again, it's happening every Thursday, June 8th through July 20th. And I would say put this on your calendar. If you love to support and hear live local music, Hoozles and 105.5 FM WIRI presenting Rise to Music Competition at Hoozles at the Lakes, that is just outside of Wisconsin Rapids in Rome. You guys, okay, so how can the musicians still sign up before May 10th, and how can listeners learn more, too?
So go to hoozlesrisetomusic.com, mm-hmm. or you can follow us on the Hoozles Rise to Music Facebook page. All of the details for the musicians are on our website, and that is where you'll find the registration link. Again, registration closes on May 10th.
Ooh.
So get out there now, get signed up, and fans be ready to come out and support these musicians. Casey, my husband, is the MC for this event, and he is a phenomenal MC, so that is also part of the entertainment for the evening.
Oh, good. I love it.
I don't know if that's so true. I don't know if that's
true. Casey's holding back on us right now.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of nice. I like listening to her talk. She's doing a fantastic job. She knows all about this competition, and it's just a great time.
Casey, let's give you a chance. Tell us about what you have going on other than the competition at Hoozles.
Well, this summer is going to be a busy year. This is our basically third year as Hoozles at the Lakes. We have a 20,000 square foot patio.
Woo!
There's something to do every Wednesday to Sunday. So this place is going to be hopping all summer long.
Oh, good for you guys!
And do you have Brewer games on? I'm sure theme nights or anything like that.
Oh yeah, we tried to go with the flow, you know. Obviously, with the sports, we got golf up here off in our area. We got huge golf courses, so we got that going on. Not as exciting as baseball, football, hockey, anything else, but yeah, there's always stuff going on. We have beer nights, we have beer months actually.
So uh oh,
it was just National Beer Day.
That's right. Yeah. And so we try to get that flowing, and everybody has a good time.
Awesome.
Do you have food there?
Oh, yeah, we have lots of food. We pair food with all our beers. We pair food with wine. We do a lot of stuff up here, all the good bar food and then some.
I'm calling for a road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip!
I do have to say that if I got just a second. My sister is second to none as a cook and let's say mixologist, but she is ranked up in the top 10 in the nation, I believe, right now for the over-the-top Bloody Marys.
Come
check it out.
This road trip is definitely going on the calendar.
It's getting better.
You know, we could do a radio show there on a Saturday night.
Oh, let's do it!
Jimmy, just throw that out there.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for telling us about the Rise to Music competition.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. We're going to be talking more about it as the weeks go on. We're very excited about it. And please keep us updated and come back and tell us the updates on the show as it happens.
We will. And we appreciate you guys so much for helping us share this.
It is our pleasure.
Absolutely.
Live music is all we love to do. So thanks to Steph, Megan, and to Casey. You guys, you're going to rock it this summer, and of course with the competition, hoozlesrisetomusic.com.
Thank you very much. You know, I sent this information about the competition to Amelia Ford. I really hope she gets into it. She has a show coming up April 15th at Mackinac's up in Green Bay, and also Tuesday in Green Bay.
She's part of my bar notes tonight, too.
Leaps and bounds.
Just for you, Jimmy K.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So here's her latest song, Sick of the Rain. It's Amelia Ford, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You spent your winter pull curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over. Local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of the war I started. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We gotta know not everything's as it seems. Don't wanna look for it. Is that it uses you to know just where to go. So carry on just as you were. No need to go looking, cause it's already there. A caterpillar is born with the wings of a butterfly already inside. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We better know not everything is as it is.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Brand new Dana Perry there from her album Now and Again is called Ultimate Creator. Originally a imaginary watermelon song.
Yes, I knew it. Oh, I
and I love that this song is breathed new light into it.
Because
Imaginary Watermelon was awesome. I love Imaginary Watermelon with Ellie Mabee.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on drums? Was that
Jenna Jonas. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Maggie on bass.
Oh, they put out some great music, and that album is still one of my favorites. Yeah, absolutely.
Dana Perry, you can see her if you're in Nashville. She's playing with Kristen Ford.
Nice.
And the Warm Tapes down in Nashville. She's on tour right now. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along tonight. Coming up, we got a double dip of Todd Phepps. Brand new music from him. He was in the Devil's Lair last week. Dana Perry, she was in the Devil's Lair just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the archives are up right now at Max Inc. or on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. You need to check that out. You know what I mean? Because it's just a lot of good stuff. Rocker was working hard on all that stuff over the last couple of weeks.
It's good to see. It keeps him out of trouble.
Absolutely. Steez, you know, Steez has been around for 20 years. They're celebrating that at the Majestic with Miss or with the Big Woo, who has been around for 30 years. So it's a 30-year and a 20-year anniversary for the Big Woo and Steez. That's May 13th. That's going to be a fun show. Here's Steez and Last Night on Max Inc. Radio.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.